The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 3-1 in conference play and 4-3 overall. Northwestern visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go right to questions, please, Adam.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much, Pat. I was wondering if you could, like, qualify the improvement you've seen from Clayton Thorson the first half of this season.
Yeah, Tim, you know, I think he's really getting confidence through his experiences, you know, gaining knowledge of our offense, trusting in his abilities, and just playing at a faster tempo and in a much more confident rate. So, you know, what is he, 20 games, I guess, into his career? And
yep.
You see him making growth every week, and it's exciting to see.
Another thing, as you watch your Ohio State video the last couple of games, Wisconsin and Penn State specifically had some great success attacking their offensive front. I mean, what do you see when you look at Ohio State's offensive front from the standpoint of handling pressure, et cetera?
I think they've handled it fine. I see a bunch of 5-star and 4-star recruits that are unbelievable. Fundamentally, they're incredibly well coached. You know, they've played 2 very good teams, and they've been tough battles. And, you know, I think they've won on tape more than they've lost. They've just been in some difficult and challenging games. And we're going to have to play our best fundamentally. We're going to have to be incredibly gap sound and disciplined to give ourselves a chance to compete. I mean, this is, in my opinion, by far, this is the best offensive line that we've played so far on video.
Hey, thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, I thought he's been on a real tear for you guys in conference play. What's been the key to his improvement and development here as a senior?
Well, I think he's really working hard in practice. I think he's playing at a much higher level from a standpoint of relentless effort. And he's always been able to rush the passer, but he's becoming a complete three-down guy. And, you know, I think his confidence is at a very high level. So I just think he's been working hard to improve, and he's doing a good job for us.
Was there a switch that flipped for him, you know, before the Iowa game or before the season that really got him where he is?
Well, I would say it had more to do with the way that he was playing earlier in the year. I think he was pretty darn inconsistent, and he and Marty Long, our D-line coach, had some conversations, not only about, you know, the short term and where he's at, and he's in a competitive situation to play here, let alone be a starter, so he better get that figured out if he has any ambitions of playing on Sunday. And to Fadi's credit, he's been busting his rear end. I think he's, like I said, I think his play on Saturday is a direct byproduct of the way that he's been practicing.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Pat, doing a feature on Godwin Igbinwike. I hope I pronounced that right. What stands out the most to you about him?
Yeah, you're close. It's Godwin Igbinwike. Yeah, well, it goes back to high school. I mean, he and Jake Butt were high school teammates. We recruited them both, and thank goodness we were able to get Godwin. First of all, he's just a terrific young man. He's a very talented safety, takes great angles, tackles well. He's got great cover skills. I think he's a complete package as a player, and he's growing into becoming a leader here in his fourth year and learning how to do all those things, along with keeping his play at a high level. He's a terrific young man from a great family. I not only think he's going to have, you know, a great end to his career here, but I believe he's an NFL player for a long, long time. So it's great to have that type of talent in the program and have a young man as humble as he is and is with such a great work ethic. He's been a mainstay in our secondary and our ball club for a number of years now. He's a great player.
You obviously lost players in the secondary. How important has he been as a leader?
Well, I think it's one of those roles that he's learning how to take on. You know, we had Ibrahim Campbell, who's playing for the Browns now, and then Travion Henry, who was a great player for us and a captain. You know, the two guys that played, you know, or had that role as the quarterback, so to speak, for our secondary before Ibs, or before Godwin. And, you know, I think Eves did a great job, and I think that Travi did a great job. And so Godwin's learned from two of the best, and I think he's well down the road of becoming the leader that he's capable of. I'm very proud of him.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question is from Mark Snyder, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Coach, I just got off the phone with Eric Olson and C.J. Robbins, and they said that they have bought into the fact that when the losing streak was going on, that you said that practices were going to get tougher and it was going to be a grind for them, and they have bought in. Could you talk about what you tried to do as a staff starting 1-3 to turn this thing around?
Well, we weren't performing consistently, and we were playing a lot of first-time starters that, quite frankly, we didn't do a good enough job having them take the steps they needed to take, obviously, with the way that we started. So, you know, you can either, you know, keep pounding your head and think that things are going to change, or you can adjust. And we needed to accelerate the growth of that younger group mentally and physically and emotionally. And so the only way we were going to do that is take an off-season winter workout approach to practice, take a spring ball approach to practice. And I told the older guys the only way this thing was going to work is if you guys are my Pied Pipers in the locker room, and if any of these guys start bellyaching and complaining, you need to kill that cancer cell and or you need to get me to eradicate it. And the good news is I haven't heard a peep, so far so good. But every team is different. I've been doing this a long time in this role, and it's my job to find the problems, present solutions, and attack them with everything we've got. And that's what we've been doing as a program, not just the coaches. It's been as an entire program. We're doing this together. We're doing it for each other. And I think when you do those types of things, you've got a chance to improve. And I think we've improved over the last month. Now the heavy lifting starts. You know, you get to the end of October here, then you get to November. This is when the rubber hits the road in the Big Ten. You know, anybody can start fast, but it matters how you finish. And, you know, we've got a heck of a steep mountain to climb here these next 5 weeks, and nobody has a stiffer challenge than us this week when we got to take on the Buckeyes.
Your next question is from Caleb Beckcoats, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Coach. Could you talk about how integral a part Justin Jackson is to your offense?
Yeah, I mean, J.J.'s been a mainstay now. I mean, came in here and was an instant impact player as a freshman. You know, already over 3,000 yards in his career. He's a complete back. He runs well. He protects well. He runs good routes. He's got really good hands. He's a terrific competitor and a terrific leader. He's got just a high compete level. He loves to compete. And he's just been absolutely outstanding for us.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, buddy, thanks a lot. Go Cubs, go Cats. See ya.